Hello and welcome back to the Deep Dive. Today, we're flipping the script a little bit.
Right.
Usually, we take a stack of outside reports and articles and we analyze them from a distance. But today,
Today we are opening the doors.
exactly, we're inviting you inside to talk about us V technologies and, how we actually operate.
It feels like it's about time we did this. We spend so much of our time analyzing industry trends for our clients.
Right.
It's easy to forget that we're the ones in the engine room really driving a lot of these changes.
That is the perfect image,
Right.
the engine room. Because if you look at the sheer scope of what our teams are doing right now, it's massive. Like some people might know it's for healthcare, maybe just for IT, but when you lay out the full map, honestly, it's a little staggering.
It is a diverse ecosystem, to put it mildly, and diverse is doing a lot of heavy lifting in that sentence.
Right. I mean, just look at the engineering side for a second. We have teams working on everything from BLDC motor solutions.
And that's brushless DC motors for anyone not in the engineering world.
Yes, thank you. To sustaining engineering for, the heavy industrial oil and gas sector. Then you walk down the hall, metaphorically speaking, and you've got the IT and automation folks.
And they are not just fixing printers, let's be clear.
No.
We're building the future infrastructure for businesses. We're talking about artificial intelligence, natural language processing, deep learning models, even robotic process automation or RPA.
And we can't forget the creative side. Our team's doing high-end animation 2D, 3D, VFX, plus a massive logistics arm.
Freight bill audits, global accounting.
It's a multidisciplinary powerhouse.
It is. But I think it's crucial to clarify for everyone listening, this isn't just a random collection of services. We aren't a jack of all trades, master of none.
No.
There's a very specific thread that ties a freight audit in New York to a 3D animation in LA to a software test in Bangalore.
And that thread is our mission.
Exactly. Extraordinary expertise leading to remarkable results. It might sound like a slogan, but internally, it's the operational philosophy. Whether we are designing a tiny component for a medical device or auditing a complex shipping ledger, the goal is always the same.
Which is?
We use specialized knowledge to remove bottlenecks.
And speaking of bottlenecks, that is the perfect segue. We wanted to focus this deep dive on a specific sector where the bottlenecks are threatening to derail the whole industry right
We're talking about AEC, architecture, engineering, and construction.
This is a huge topic for us. You've seen the white papers we've been circulating internally.
Yeah, the construction industry is arguably under more pressure today than it has been in decades.
I was just reading our construction's growing pressure report this morning, and the stakes are just incredibly high.
Faster, cheaper, more complex.
Always. But here's the thing that jumped out at me from our own data. We identify one specific phase that acts as the silent killer of project timelines.
The bottleneck.
The bottleneck. If you ask the average person why a construction project is late, they'll say bad weather or permits. But based on our analysis, what's the actual friction point?
It's the shop drawing.
Shape drawings. It sounds so administrative.
It does, doesn't it? Mundane, even.
Yeah. So why is this the hill that these huge multi-million-dollar projects seem to die on?
Well, to understand that, you have to understand the fundamental disconnect between design and construction.
Okay.
The architect gives you the vision, the pretty 3D render, the layout. The engineer gives you the math, the load calculations, pipe sizes.
Right.
But neither of those tells the guy with the welding torch exactly where to cut the steel.
So the architect draws a wall, but they don't draw the studs inside the wall or where the screw holes go.
Precisely. Shop drawings are the translation layer. They are the fabrication-ready instructions. They bridge that gap between make a building look like this and cut this steel beam to 14 feet 3 inches.
So if you don't have good shop drawings,
You don't have a building. You
yeah.
have a pretty picture and a lot of problems on site.
And if the shop drawings are wrong,
Then you get rework. And rework is the dirtiest word in construction. It means you built it, you realize the pipe hits the duct, and now you have to tear it out and do it again.
which just destroys profitability.
Completely.
And the problem we're seeing is that the traditional way of producing these drawings is
Yeah.
just, it's fundamentally broken.
It's incredibly siloed. I mean, think about it. You have the mechanical drafter in one office, the electrical in another, the plumber in a third.
All working in a vacuum.
Exactly. They don't realize their systems clash until they're all standing on the job site trying to install them at the same time.
Which is a nightmare. But let me play devil's advocate for a second. We talk about tech all the time. VDC, virtual design and construction. We use Revit, Navisworks. Doesn't the software fix this?
That is the great misconception. VDC is a powerful tool, absolutely. It allows us to move from flat 2D paper to these rich 3D models. It allows for clash detection, where the computer highlights where things intersect. But here's the catch.
There's always a catch.
VDC is a process, not a magic wand. It still requires people to run it.
The human element.
Right. Even the best general contractors and subcontractors have a limit to their internal bandwidth. Your internal team could be totally overstretched, buried under a mountain of RFIs, requests for information, and that whole VDC process just falls apart.
So the bottleneck isn't the software, it's the sheer number of man hours you need to manipulate the model and make decisions.
Correct. Someone has to actually look at that clash the computer found and decide, do we move the pipe or do we move the beam?
The computer can't decide that for you.
No. An engineer has to. And when your engineers are drowning in drafting work, they can't make those critical decisions fast enough.
And that brings us to the core of what we do at V Technologies in the AEC space. We step in to fix that bandwidth issue. But, and I want to be careful here, traditionally, when companies hear help with drafting, they think outsourcing.
And usually with a heavy sigh.
Right. It has the stigma. Like, it's a cheap fix. Let's just ship this low-level work away to save a few bucks. Reading our strategy documents, that is not how we position ourselves.
No, and frankly, that old school outsourcing model is dangerous in construction. If you just want cheap labor, you'll get cheap results.
And the project suffers.
Big time. At V Technologies, we don't even like the word outsourcing. We view what we do as providing a strategic capability.
I love that distinction. Strategic capability. So it implies we aren't just extra hands.
Or specialized hands. Exactly. When a client partners with us for AEC services, whether it's BIM implementation, data-rich design modeling, or even complex Dynamo script development, they're buying into a sophisticated workflow that merges with their own.
You mentioned Dynamo script development. Let's pause on that, because that sounds like efficient gibberish to most people.
Fair enough.
What is that, and why does a construction company care?
That's a great question. So in programs like Revit, there are a lot of boring, repetitive tasks. Number these 5,000 doors or change a parameter on every third window.
Okay.
A human doing that takes days and makes mistakes. Dynamo is a visual programming tool that lets us write scripts to automate that.
So we write a script that says, number all doors, and it's done in 5 seconds.
Basically. And that is the difference between outsourcing and strategic capability. A generic drafting shop will charge you for the 3 days of manual data entry. We write the script, finish it in minutes, and move on to the hard engineering problems.
That's a massive value add.
Yeah.
So let's talk about how this merger of teams actually works. How does integrating our team fix that shop drawing bottleneck?
It shifts the dynamic from reactive to proactive.
I like that.
So instead of the client's team reacting to clashes in the field, which is panic mode, we help them resolve issues during pre-construction. We use platforms like BIM 360, Navisworks, to do cross-trade coordination. We take the model, we detail it down to fabrication-level precision, and we handle the heavy lifting.
And because we have specialized teams, structural, MEP, which is mechanical, electrical, plumbing, we speak the language.
We're not asking, what is this pipe? We know what the pipe is. And all of this creates what we call the force multiplier effect.
Okay, let's break down this force multiplier. I see three key benefits in our case studies. Scalability, speed, and focus. Let's start with scalability.
Scalability is vital because construction is a roller coaster. Demand is never a flat line. You win a huge stadium project. Suddenly you need 50 drafters.
And then the project ends.
And then you need 5.
Yeah.
And nobody wants to be in a constant cycle of hiring and firing. It kills culture. It's expensive. It drains morale. They can scale production without hiring. They ramp our resources up or down based on project demands. It provides immense agility. They keep their core team stable, and we absorb the spikes.
That makes a ton of sense. Now, the second benefit you mentioned is speed. This is where our global footprint comes into play, right?
This is my favorite part of the model.
Yeah.
The overnight progress advantage.
It's like the project never sleeps.
It effectively doesn't. A client's team in, say, the US or Europe can finish their day at 5:00 p.m. They upload the model.
Right. Our teams pick it up. While they sleep, we're advancing the shop drawings, running clash detection, cleaning up the data.
So they walk in at 8 a.m. with their coffee.
And the work is done. The model has moved forward 8-10 hours. It accelerates the turnaround time dramatically. And when you have those nasty late delivery fines hanging over your head, that speed is priceless.
Absolutely. Okay, so the third benefit is focus. This feels like the most human one of the three.
It's the one that impacts morale the most. Think about your best engineer. You pay them to think, to solve complex problems, to innovate.
Mm.
Do you really want them spending 6 hours a day changing font sizes on a drawing sheet?
Definitely not. It's a total waste of talent.
Exactly. So by using our dedicated specialists for that time-consuming documentation, we free up their in-house staff. We unlock them. They can focus on QAQC, on constructability reviews. They can actually be engineers.
That's the key point. We aren't replacing their team. We're empowering their team.
That's it.
So for a GC, fewer RFIs. For a subcontractor, no more drafting backlog.
Exactly. But, and there is always a but, this only works if you do it right. I've heard horror stories from clients who tried other vendors before coming to us.
Right. The dreaded black box.
The black box. This is the common pitfall we tell everyone to avoid. It's where a vendor takes your request, disappears into a void, and then throws a file back a week later. No communication, no transparency.
And in construction, where things can change hourly, that's a disaster.
It's fatal. If the architect changes a wall on Tuesday and your vendor is working in a silo until Friday, all that work is just garbage.
So how do we avoid the black box at V Technologies? What's our formula?
It starts with early definition. Before we draw a single line, we sit down and define the scope, the standards, file formats, everything. We clarify expectations immediately. We never guess.
Okay, that's step one. And then?
Then integration. We don't want to be a separate entity. We integrate our teams directly into their BIM coordination meetings. We want to be on the team's calls. We want to hear the arguments between the plumber and the electrician so we understand the context.
So we become part of the workflow, not just an output machine.
You got it. And finally, selection. You have to choose a partner with proven AEC experience. You can't just hire a generic drafting shop. You need someone who understands MEP systems, who understands structural loads. That expertise is non-negotiable.
That really clarifies why we emphasize strategic capability. Mm-hmm. It truly is a partnership model.
It is. And what's fascinating here is that if you zoom out way out the side, this philosophy isn't just for construction. This is actually how V Technologies operates across every single vertical.
That's a great point. Let's broaden the lens. We've been deep in the weeds of AEC, but this process excellence mindset, it applies everywhere we work, doesn't it?
It does. I mean, take logistics. We mentioned it in the intro. Just as we streamline construction workflows, we do the exact same thing for global logistics companies.
Right, through things like the freight audit and payment portal or FAP.
Exactly. Think about the paperwork involved in shipping. It's not that different from construction docs. Bill of lading drafting, carrier onboarding, freight weight reconciliation. These are massive administrative burdens.
And just like a clash in a building model, a variance in a freight bill costs money.
Precisely. If a carrier charges you for 500 pounds, but you only ship 400, that's a leak in your budget. Our team step in, apply that same rigor, and streamline the whole process. We stop the leak.
And in IT?
Same story. Whether it's software testing manual and automated or diving into data analytics with big data and BI dashboards, we're taking raw information or complex processes and refining them so our clients can make better decisions faster.
I was looking at our list of services, and you even see this in healthcare and finance. Precise medical billing, global accounting.
It really highlights what we call the V difference. Whether we are creating a digital twin for a skyscraper using VDC or utilizing natural language processing to categorize millions of lines of text data, the core value is identical.
We use our specialized expertise to remove bottlenecks so our clients can focus on their business.
Precisely. We are the engine room. We make sure the gears are turning smoothly so the ship can go fast.
I love that. So what does this all mean for someone listening? Maybe they aren't in construction. Maybe they're in media and need help with social media monitoring or market intelligence reporting.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, we also do.
It means that in today's economy, trying to do everything yourself is a trap. The complexity of modern business, whether it's a BIM model or a global supply chain, is just too high for any one internal team to handle alone.
You hit that bandwidth limit we talked about earlier.
You do. And the competitive advantage now belongs to the companies that realize they don't have to struggle alone. The advantage belongs to those who know who to partner with to unlock their team's full potential.
Empowering the team. That's the real takeaway.
That is the takeaway. Integrating strategic support doesn't replace your culture or your people. It protects them from burnout and allows them to shine.
Well said. We've covered a lot of ground today, from the nitty-gritty of shop drawings all the way up to the high-level strategy of global partnerships.
And we've barely scratched the surface of what V Technologies actually offers.
That is very true. If you want to dive deeper into any of these topics, I highly encourage you to check out our insights page on the website.
Absolutely. If you are interested in the tech side, look for the Silent AI Revolution. If you're more into leadership, there's a great piece on harnessing emotional intelligence. And of course, the construction paper we talked about is there too.
We're always publishing new research because, like we said at the start, we believe knowledge is most valuable when it's shared and applied.
And we want to help you deepen your knowledge.
So thank you for joining us on this deep dive into our world. It's been great to share the internal perspective of V Technologies with you.
It has. It's a complex world, but with the right partners, it's a lot easier to navigate.
Leave us with one final thought to chew on.
I'd say this. Look at your current projects. Look at where your team is stressed. And ask yourself, are these problems caused by a lack of vision or just a lack of bandwidth? Because if it's bandwidth, the solution might be closer and more strategic than you think.
That is a great question to end on. From all of us here at the internal team at V Technologies, thanks for listening.
Thank you.